The assignment for Chapter 15 is an optional extra credit bonus assignment. It won't count against you if you don't do it, but it will help your grade if you do it. And it's actually pretty darn straightforward. You're just going to do some research and record some prices of options one day and then wait a week and then record them the next week. Actually, you can record them every day. Watch as they bounce up and down. But let's read together. At MarketWatch.com or any other financial website where you find options. And Yahoo's used to be pretty good, but again, they're really hard. It's getting harder and harder to get good option quotes for free. So you're going to have to, if you're really into options, you're going to want to subscribe to a good service. You're going to record the option price, which is literally, I mean, the term is option premium, but everyone just calls it what's the price of the option. Of the December 2018 or the January 2019 call options for Procter & Gamble with a strike price of 92 and the option price of the same call options, December 2018 or 19, for Google, Alphabet is the parent company, with a strike price of 1100. Now, we chose these numbers because they're close to the prices that they're at. But if you want to, when you start this, look up the price and use that strike price or close to that strike price, because you'll see that amount bounce around even more the closer it is to the current price. And then 1 week later, record the prices again. And what would have happened if you had purchased a single contract of Procter & Gamble and Google? How much would you have gained and how much would you have lost? Now, remember that there are 100 shares in every contract, so you got to multiply the option price, the option premium, by 100. And then let's say you got $10 trades, so there's two trades, two purchases, and two sales, so subtract $40 from your gain or loss. Now, notice that the prices, the premiums, are of the options, not the prices of the stock. Sometimes people will say, well, the stock was this price, and then a week later it was this price. No, I don't look at the, you can look at the price of the stock, but we want you to watch the price of the options. Yes, we want to see how those prices, those premiums of the options vary widely. And if you don't understand what I just said, please contact me because, you know, or go back and take a look at the Chapter 15 presentations. Now, as I already said, the optional is to follow the prices every day. Watch as they bounce up and down. And then the reason we chose Google and Procter & Gamble is because Google is normally fairly volatile and Procter & Gamble is normally fairly stable. But, you know, you could use your own stocks. Try to choose one that's more stable and one that's more volatile. And after you've done this, we want you to think, would you actually consider trading these things? Would you gamble? I'm sorry. Speculate. We don't like that word, gambling. Would you speculate in options? And I hope you'll come up with the answer no. But don't say no just because I asked you to. I've never traded options. I don't think I ever will. In the presentations I talk about when I would ever trade options, and I would only use them in covered calls or naked puts to enhance the return I received from individual stocks that I already owned or intended on purchasing. But still, it's gambling. It's really just a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses, and that's not my idea of investing. But that's why there's chocolate and vanilla, and some people like strawberry. You're going to hear other people have very different views, especially the ones who want to sell you a five-day seminar for $9,995. Have fun, dear students, and don't stay away from options, please, and futures, and shorting, and margining. Yes. See ya!